You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Will said, nah, man, I need a little bit more time. And they killing Will on here saying they did not invent grunge.
Has anyone suggested who did, or are they just going to say no and yell into the
sea? This is Kick Rocks. It's really
late. I mean, you can say all the Seattle bands, like, grouped together if you want. Like,
fine, but who came out with the first album out there?
It was Nirvana. Mr. Kurt Cobain.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't care, but tell me who.
False.
What's true,
then? Nirvana. They did not invent grunge.
Kix Rocks, you are incorrect.
Kix Rocks. Who did then? And who did?
Pearl Jam.
They came out, their first album was 5 years later.
He said 5 years later. He's got it. He said Eddie Vedder was 5 years later.
I'm a big fan of both of those, by the way. I didn't know.
Kix Rocks said Soundgarden did.
Soundgarden, huh?
I wouldn't say they're grunge. I'd say they're more leaning towards like the alternative kind of sector of the genre.
I'm no music buff or anything, but I mean, I'd say Nirvana's on a whole different level, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Change the game.
Well, no, I'm not about changing the game. I'm just talking about from popularity to I mean, like notoriety, like people that recognize, like I know I ain't got a Soundgarden song for you.
Yeah.
I know a couple of them. I used to buy, I had JL Audio 10s underneath the back seat of that Chevy, man. I used to bang some Soundgarden, no question. But I ain't got the name of the songs. Nirvana?
I don't have that
album with that little naked baby floating in the pool?
Never mind.
Top to bottom, baby.
Everybody
front
knows
to back, that album right there.
Everybody knows Smells Like Teen Spirit.
No question.
No, yeah. That's it.
Oh, hell, man.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here.
All of that. Right, Ron?
Oh, I like Nevermind. Great album. I'm more of an In Bloom fella myself, but
Ron's a big Kings of Leon guy.
I love Kings. Huge big fan, Kings right? guy.
Huge.
Would that be grunge?
No.
That's rock.
Yeah.
What's the definition of grunge?
Or sex music?
I think that was more of an era.
It's like
versus
rustic.
Today you probably have no grunge.
It's just coming out of the hair bands and then going into the more of a rustic hard punch hit.
A little bit depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not a little bit.
A whole lot of it.
Yeah. A whole lot of it. All right. Clint Sterner's in the building. You see Will right there. I said, Will put his feet up and turned to Tyler. He said, we have got to.
Yeah, good and comfortable. We get comfortable with this conversation.
We got to figure out what the hell is going on. As I said, hey, Chris Sims he is a believer. I mean, I don't know if I've ever heard D'Amico talk about C.J. Stroud like this. This is him talking about where he sees CJ, his place, what he thinks about CJ when it comes to the league. And I just want to know, you can listen 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, do you think he is on target with this, or do you think Chris Sims is being a little aggressive? Here's Chris Sims talking about CJ Stroud.
all in all, it's all on the up and up. And I think way too much of the negatives of the Houston Texans got put on C.J. Stroud last year. He is one of the best quarterbacks in football. He's one of the best throwers in football. He's one of the best passers in football. He's one of the best decision makers in football. And he's clutch as hell. And the team believes in him. He's one of those guys. He's rare. He's rare. I love watching C.J. Stroud. I think this year will be better than any year he's had in his career to this point.
First time Will's heard the boner alert there.
A lot of Southern blood flow on this program,
man,
Will.
I mean, my man, he is a fan. I mean, that year one is, as we talked about, Clint, that was a that was a hell of a year. You said, I think you've gone on record and said you're not sure that he will ever have a better quarterback year than that. My man Chris Sims said this is gonna be the best year he's ever had.
Yeah, I don't think statistically he'll have a better year. You lead the league in passing yards per game and fewest interceptions. I'd be interested if somebody go back and see how often a quarterback's accomplished that. You know, and win 10 games, drag an organization out of dysfunction into the second round of the playoffs. Yeah, that whole thing was wild. And then you watch how he did it. It was like surgical, like Brady surgical. Like, that's wild. I can get to where Chris Sims is at.
No, I don't think he even said anything crazy.
No, he just said it with a lot of energy and repeated himself a bit. But like,
oh my goodness.
Look, he is an elite processor among quarterbacks in the NFL. He's an elite processor. He is an elite passer.
He even showed that last year. Year one, he was that. Because that's the one thing that got me was he's one of the best decision makers in football. Year one. Yes, that was one of the things.
Well, he was under extreme pressure last year. Now, to your point, Ron, I like where you're going. He's got to be better. I think CJ, I was as hard on CJ as anybody last year. Took a lot of flack around here from fans. But, like, CJ's got to be better. CJ's got to be better at avoiding pressure, whether the line's any good or not. CJ's got to make better decisions. CJ's got to be aware of, like, hey, man, my offensive line ain't worth a damn. I got to quit this five-headed monster and being aggressive and stretching the field mentality. Like, CJ's got to be better. But the whole point is, like, the whole package of CJ Stroud, if we're talking about going into year three, we can't just not talk about year one, right? And so I think when I look at CJ Stroud right now, I do believe he's an elite processor. I believe he's an elite passer. I believe he's clutch. I believe if you surround him with average, he will make them good to great. I do believe that.
God bless, brother.
I don't know what level of leader he is, like alpha leader he is. Is he a take the bull by the horns and you can literally put the whole organization on his back? And he will get everybody in line and keep. I don't know about that, but from a quarterback playing the quarterback position, Will, I firmly believe that he is elite in the areas that you have to be elite to sustain to have like sustainable success in the league. He's elite.
If you go back to what Chris said, he didn't say he was top five or the best. He said he was one of the best.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that means. Yeah. So is he top half? Like, for sure.
Yeah.
In all of that. In football, we always do this. We want to put everything on the quarterback. Mm-hmm. We also want to say it's the most team-driven sport in all of sports.
Right.
So you can't really do both. He was under pressure last year. It ruined his career, or his game and season last year. But he's somewhere between.
Took out his career.
I think we can all agree.
Kendrick Green, you ruined his damn career.
Put him up.
He's somewhere between year one and year two, and I think we can all agree he's certainly closer to year one. But, like, you got to have help around you in football to be worth anything, especially at the quarterback position. But also admit he regressed last year and has to be better at processing and keeping himself safe as well.
I just have an issue. Not an issue. I just with word choice. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Not some of you going to get pissed. I mean, you know, I don't give a damn. The last time we saw C.J. Stroud, he was not one of the best quarterbacks in football.
Agreed.
I'm just saying the last time.
I agree.
Now I agree with both of you. You combine what we saw year one, MVP candidate.
I think we also knew even through year one, right, Ron? Like, that wasn't sustainable for a career. Like, that wasn't going to happen year in, year out.
As to steal a line from Clinton Jacob Sterner, it was pretty convincing. The way he did things, right? It wasn't like, man, he is fitting a lot of balls in tight spaces. No, it was like he's executing the math problem and just bam, and he's doing that. Hell, Nico could be hurt. I'll still make some things happen. That's why it was more convincing. But last year he was not one of the best quarterbacks we saw. There were factors that are out of his control. There were also factors that was in his control that he's got to get better than, right? Like he's, when I'm thinking about the best quarterbacks in the league, you know the names of them. He did not have the season last year. Now, the way I just quabble with word choice is I think he is fully capable of being all of what Chris Sims said. I think he is fully capable of being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I think he is fully capable of consistently being one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league, one of the best decision makers of the league. I'm not there to a
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Point to say he is like Chris did. I think he can grow to be today. Just maybe a quabble with the words.
You've just got to do it all when it matters the most. There's a lot of regular season quarterbacks that have been great and been clutch and been this and been that and been elite, and then all of a sudden you get the playoffs, and for whatever reason, whether it's you or your team, you know, you shrink in the moment, and that's what's going to dictate whether C.J. Stroud becomes like, if he should be mentioned in the same sentence with those great quarterbacks you're talking about.
And I think,
what does he do in a playoff?
We have a standard, right? Like, we got to hold him to the standard we believe he holds himself to, the Texans hold him to.
What is the standard?
Like, you have to be the reason you're winning. You have to lead the charge. You're not, you know, every quarterback's a game manager. I hate that term. But, like, you can put it on your shoulders like you did in that Tampa game at any given moment and think about 80% of the time, 70% of the time, whatever is reasonable, like, it's going to come out in your favor.
Yeah. All right. He went on to say more, and I think many people will agree with this. This is Chris Sims talking about the moves made that kind of proves what the Texans feel about CJ from last year.
There's a reason they fired their offensive coordinator after going to the playoffs 2 years in a row. There's a reason they've totally said the hell with our offensive line after going to the playoffs 2 years in a row. They are telling you without telling you the problems were the team, were not C.J. Stroud. It was our pass protection scheme and our offensive line. And that's what they had to fix. And C.J. Stroud, the Texans, I will not be shocked if they're in the Super Bowl this year.
I don't know how he slid there at the end there. I felt like he was going, and then the
arrows pointed up.
My man was feeling for a dismount, and that dismount went, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, but Will, though, to what he's saying, then we should see, with now the control is different. Center's not calling out protections anymore. He's gonna have a lot more control and responsibility. If that was it, like the Texans are, because I agree with Chris, the Texans are saying that was it. If that was it, then I don't know. Maybe Clint can tell us how fast this is going to take. But we should see a significant difference from whatever those issues were that plagued him if he's in control.
Well, look, I think it's easy. I mean, the biggest mistake that was made last year was the identity change. I mean, it failed miserably because they couldn't protect the quarterback. Now, we all look at it and go, well, the pass protection sucked. Yeah, well, but it goes back further than that. The very first practice of two-a-days last year, CJ, what would you like to change from last year to this year? We want to be more aggressive. We just signed all these five-headed monsters. We want to be more aggressive, drive the football down the field, do this, do that. And I looked at Ron immediately and said, this season's going to hinge on how well he juggles that mentality but still has a product the way he played the game his rookie year. Like, how do you juggle those two things, right? The offensive line couldn't protect of this with this aggressive, drive the ball down the field, yada, yada, yada stuff. The mentality switched from, we got a young quarterback, let's keep it simple. We got an injured offensive line, let's protect our quarterback and get the football out, scheme some things up. We got all our wide receivers hurt, let's move Nico Collins around and get him the ball in creative ways so we get our best player touches. And they won 10 games in the second round of the playoffs. The next year, they got all this talent. They're going to establish the run. They're going to get digs. They're going to be explosive. They got this and they got that. And the O-line couldn't block. Right? The identity shift was what ultimately was the biggest problem.
Yeah, it became a run-first team coming in. It was you pass and you set up the run and you use Joe late.
The football should always, like, if they'd have gone into year two the same way that they approached the entire season year one, Bobby Sloat would still have a job.
Yeah, what do you think?
And like, CJ Stroud would not have been the most pressured quarterback last year.
Like, was the line that bad? I think the answer is yes, but also, like, as we've learned, Bobby just, there was no plan B once he got punched in the face. Once someone looked at him, he didn't have another plan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.